For a faster, easier way to clean your bathtub and kitchen sink, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. What wouldn't you give to have your house cleaning all done? Well, if you follow my advice, your housekeeping aches and worries can be half over before you start. In every room, on every floor, baseboard, bathroom, or kitchen fixture, the dirt you see is greasy dirt. It's this grease that causes 90% of the scouring you do. And today, there's a speed cleaner that actually dissolves grease. It's called Babbo. With grease gone, only loose dirt and stains remain, and these you gently wipe away almost like magic. So if you want to be rested and fresh at night, if you want your house cleaning to be easy this year, use Babbo according to directions. Next time you order groceries, ask for Babbo. And be sure to get two cans, one for the bathroom, one for the kitchen. You'll save extra steps, make house cleaning even easier. And now, Laura Lawton. Today, Laura's trying desperately to keep her mind on the task of running her husband's Washington shipyards, saving them from disaster. But it's difficult, for Peter Carver still refuses to consent to the operation which will make him well again. And Laura's one hope of getting his consent lies in the foreman, Bert Harris, to whom Peter is deeply attached. How would she feel if she knew the terrible thing Bert plans to do in a misguided effort to help his beloved employer? Now, Peter's secretary, May Case, comes to the door of Laura's office, saying,
Laura, they're having a meeting of the planning committee at 1 o'clock. Do you think...
Oh, May, I won't be able to go. Not unless I hear from the hospital first. Do I have to go to the meeting?
No, of course you don't.
You know, May, I'll never make a female business tycoon. I'm just sentimental and frightened.
So frightened, May. Why wouldn't you be?
If it were Peter here worrying about me, nothing like this would happen. He could divide his mind in half. Half could be worrying about me, and the other half could cope with the shipyard.
But I'm not like that. This meeting's not terribly important. Stephen Grant can go to it and give you précis of what went on. He's almost as good an organizer as he is a naval architect.
My whole heart and mind are given over to Peter today, May. I simply can't think of anything else.
I'm amazed you came to the office.
I wasn't needed or wanted at the hospital. Bert Harris made it pretty obvious that he didn't want me around.
Laura.
Yes, May?
Oh, nothing. I don't want to upset you by giving you something else to fret about.
You don't upset me, May. What were you going to say?
Something unpleasant about Bert Harris.
Oh, he has antagonized a lot of people here at the shipyards. Stephen Grant resents him, too.
We all resent him because he bullies you, Laura. It is a kind of bullying, you know. He's telling you when he will meet the doctors, who is to be there. After all, he's only a foreman.
I know, but... if Bert Harris can talk Peter into consenting to an operation, then we have Peter well and strong again.
I know, but Harris rather frightens me, Laura.
Well, I think his devotion to Peter is the important thing, May. I'm so grateful we have him. I'm so grateful that he's going to be there this morning.
How do the doctors feel about it?
Well, Dr. Valancourt is a little more tolerant than Dr. Mercer, but that's because he thinks the operation's so necessary. Oh, we have to wait and see what happens, May. Have you noticed how many, many times we say that? That we have to wait and see?
And in Peter's room at the hospital, Bert Harris is now saying,
Okay, Mr. Peter, the nurse is gone. Now I can talk. Is everything ready, Bert?
Yes, sir. My wife, Bessie, is downstairs with the car. Everything's ready.
They'll catch me.
No, they won't, Mr. Peter.
The doctors will know you helped me.
No, because I'm going to be with them.
You're going to go out of here by yourself. Down the elevator, out the side door where Bessie will be all ready. And all that time, I'll be with the doctors and the nurse. How could I help you run away when I'm with them all the time?
You make it sound like a bank robbery.
We have to be as careful. Because they're out to get you, Mr. Peter. To take the shipyards away from you. Your wife is there all the time. And she and that Navy man are planning to build a crazy new barge. Mr. Peter, you have to come back.
I'll come back, Bert.
Now I'm going to check up on your clothes.
Oh, they're all there. I looked them over.
And your nurse is going to be with the doctors and me, so all you have to do is just walk out of the room.
Bert,
you came here in an ambulance. Nobody here knows how you look dressed up with a coat and hat on. Why, you could be anybody going out of here.
You've covered every angle, haven't you?
Sure. We're all set.
Your wife, what does she think?
Bessie thinks the way I tell her to.
I should have been like that, I guess, with Laura.
Mr. Peter, everything's going to be all right. Now, you know what you're to do, don't you?
Bert.
Yes, Mr. Peter?
Thank you very much for coming, for doing this for me.
I'd do an awful lot more if I could, Mr. Peter. But this will do for a while. Tonight, you'll be sleeping up at my cabin in the woods. Tonight, you'll be free. You watch.
Now, a few minutes later, Bert Harris comes to the door of the little anteroom next to the X-ray department. Dr. Valancourt's there reading a magazine, and he looks up and says...
Mr. Harris, my name is Valancourt. I'm glad to see you.
How are you, Doctor?
Sit down and have a cigarette, will you? Dr. Mercer will be along any minute with Mrs. Bailey, the nurse, and then we're going to show you the X-rays.
Yeah.
Mr. Harris, it is most essential to get Mr. Carver to consent to this operation.
That's what she said.
She?
Mrs. Carver. But me, I don't take a woman's word for anything. You have to show me.
Well, of course, in this particular instance, a great deal of time might have been saved had you accepted Mrs. Carver's story. But,
too many women railroad their husbands into hospitals and insane asylums.
I think that's a rather exaggerated point of view, Mr. Harris.
Well, there it is. Where's the nurse?
Now, she's with Dr. Mercer. They'll be here shortly.
Yeah.
What I propose to do, Mr. Harris, is to show you the X-rays we took of Mr. Carver's head, pointing out to you just what is wrong, just why an operation is necessary and what the operation will achieve.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
There won't be any doubt in your mind after you see these pictures.
How do I know they're his?
I'm very much afraid you will have to take our word for that, Mr. Harris.
Well, that's all right. I guess I can do that.
That's very good of you, I'm sure.
I was with him just now. He sounded all right. He didn't sound sick. He didn't look sick either.
He has moments of lucidity that are very deceptive, Mr. Harris. I can tell you that in about half an hour, he'll be far from rational, however.
Yeah.
But all that is part of the sickness, part of the whole picture, as it were.
Sure.
Now, when you are convinced that all of us have Mr. Carver's interest at heart, it may be a day or so before you yourself will be able to persuade him. He can become very stubborn.
Well, I can wait on that, if you can.
There's considerable waiting to be done in this case, considerable. Oh, here's Dr. Mercer now.
Where's the nurse?
Now, right behind him. Good. Good. We all set? Shall we go into the projection room?
Very solemn gathering in the X-ray projection room, Dr. Valancourt proceeds to point out to Bert Harris the reason for Peter's illness and the necessity for getting Peter's consent to an operation. But while the doctor talks, Bert pays no attention whatsoever. For he's following in his mind Peter's escape from the hospital, wondering if everything is going as he had planned it. We're downstairs at the side entrance. Bessie Harris sits nervously at the wheel of her car, watching the side door. Now, suddenly, she sees Peter. She opens the car door, leans out, and beckons. Peter swiftly moves toward her, and in a moment, saying...
Thank you, Bessie.
Oh, Mr. Carver, was I scared.
Not too scared to drive me, I hope.
Oh, no. I'm all right now. I got you in the car. It was the waiting.
We're going to your cabin, I hear.
Yeah. I got everything fixed for you there. I'm going to take care of you, Mr. Carver.
You and Bert are good friends of mine, Bessie. I'll never forget this.
Oh, I just hope we're doing the right thing, that's all.
You are, Bessie. You see, they want to operate on me so that Mrs. Carver will be in charge of my shipyards. I'll either be dead or completely incompetent.
Oh, Mr. Peter, it don't seem possible Mrs. Carver would be like that.
Are you her friend? Are you going to let Bert down, me down?
Oh, no, sir, no, Mr. Carver. Bert would kill me if I did. No, I'm going to take you to the cabin like it was all planned.
It'll be nice. I can rest up there. I can start another life, perhaps.
You're going to be fine, Mr. Peter. It's real lovely there now. Now spring finally came, I mean.
Spring. And the May flowers in the woods.
Yeah, there are some. And the birds. Oh, you'll like the birds, Mr. Peter.
I guess I will. How far is it, Bessie?
Oh, not far. You can go to sleep if you like, Mr. Peter. I'm a very good driver. You don't have to worry about anything. You can go to sleep. Just relax.
Meanwhile, at the shipyards, Laura's saying to May Kate,
"Waiting is so awful, May. That wretched telephone, why doesn't it ring? Why doesn't someone call? Why?"
"Gently, Laura."
"Oh, May, I'm so tired. So terribly tired, so frightened and worried and discouraged. Why doesn't the telephone ring? Why doesn't it ring?"
What will happen when the news of Peter's escape from the hospital reaches Laura Lawton? Ladies, results from a new nationwide survey among nearly 6,000 housewives show that Babbel can save more than 1/2 hour cleaning time a day. And here's how you can prove it right at home. Simply make this easy test. Just set aside that can of your pleasant cleanser, then get a can of grease-dissolving Babbel, B-A-B-O. Use the Babbel for cleaning your pots and pans, for cleaning sinks, stoves, for cleaning bathroom fixtures. Use Babbel even where you might not dare use that other cleanser. For removing spots from painted woodwork and walls, finger marks on doors. Time each cleaning job. Notice how fast you clean with Babbel. See if you aren't through 1/2 hour or more sooner. Notice, too, how little Babbel you use. Notice how long that one can last. Notice that Babbel is white, stays white even when wet. Then be fair. Instead of buying more Babbel, go back to your former cleanser. Use the rest of that can. Just see if you can still get along with an ordinary cleanser. See if it gives you the same results Babbel gives you. Then, when you finish your former cleanser, buy whichever brand you prefer. We believe you'll choose Babbel. Here's why we rest our case solely on your experience. 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. Unlike ordinary cleansers, Babbel was created specifically to dissolve grease. With grease gone, dirt and stains wipe gently off. So start this revealing test today. Today, ask your grocer for economical grease-dissolving Babbel, spelled B-A-B-O. Laura Lawton is from the original radio play by Ann Hummert and produced under her supervision. Dialogue by Elizabeth Todd. Ned Weaver plays Peter and Jan Miner plays Laura. Laura Lawton will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbel, the grease-dissolving cleaner. Tune in tomorrow. And until then, keep kitchen and bathroom spotless the fast, easy way with Babbel, B-A-B-O.
Housewives who make soap at home. Discover Lycons. It's in modern flake form, so it pours freely, dissolves quickly. Try it. See how soap made with Lycons gets greasy dirt out of farm clothes, gives rich, hard-working suds for clean, white washes. Use recipe on the Lycons label, or send for free book containing 5 tested soap recipes. Address Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S, care of this station. Ask for free Lycons soap-making recipes.
Start each morning off by tuning in to Fred Waring's show over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.